Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Paul Moran.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30 and this is Update for Monday, 27th of March from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the new sport, business, sea watch and travel updates, plus the newsmakers in person tonight. Emergency services are dealing with two incidents in Peel. Commemorations for 50th anniversary of Summerland disaster. Local homeless charities served 236 meals to those in need over the past 27 days. Chief Minister doesn't regret approach to the Ireland sex education review. Some civil servants feel gagged and afraid to speak out of line. And a group approaches government with plans to build 50 on-land wind turbines. The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. It's Update for Monday.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
Now with the time at 5:31, let's get the latest headlines with Christian Jones. Faster my Christian.
Faster my. The area around Queen Elizabeth II High School in Peel has been cordoned off following an incident which is thought to involve both the school and Peel Castle. There's no details at present as to what the incident might be, but just after four, students were told to leave their classrooms and get as far away from the school as possible. Emergency services arrived soon after and placed police tape around the grounds. There are also unconfirmed reports that armed police are at the school. The road past is closed off and so traffic will have to find alternative routes. A consultant psychiatrist who's been giving evidence to a tribunal says it could be up to 4 years before the island's former medical director is fit to return to work. The remedy hearing is seeking to calculate the payouts Dr. Rosalind Ransom will receive after the tribunal ruled she was unfairly dismissed for whistleblowing. And a member of the Legislative Council says some civil servants on the island feel effectively gagged and afraid of speaking out of line. Kerry Sharp raised concerns about government culture during a debate about the Cabinet Office departmental plan. In international news, Hamza Youssef says he's determined to bring independence to Scotland after he was elected leader of the SNP. He narrowly beat Kate Forbes on a second count, which Ash Regan did not reach, and promised to bring together the party as a team after a fractious campaign. Prince Harry's made a surprise appearance at the High Court at the start of his latest legal battle with publishers of the Daily Mail. Sir Elton John's also attended, as two of the individuals suing Associated Newspapers, which denies allegations of unlawfully gathering information. And oil sightings are said to be up to 70% down following a spillage in Poole Harbour. People have been urged to avoid going into the water or on beaches. Those are the update news headlines. We'll have more at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Fine and dry to start with, some evening sunshine, light winds freshening from the south, minimum temperature 3 degrees tonight before rising overnight. Wet and windy tomorrow with persistent rain through the morning, moderate to fresh southwest wind in the afternoon, top temperature 10 degrees. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:02. It sets today at 7:45. The outlook mainly dry and overcast to start Wednesday, then rain arriving throughout the morning. Top temperature Wednesday, 12 degrees.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Queen Elizabeth II High School has been evacuated this afternoon. The reasoning behind it is not yet known. John Moss joins me now. John, what's the latest?
Well, what we know is that police received reports of the possibility of an incident initially at QE2 High School and reacted as they would do when they get these sort of reports. This was just after 4 o'clock. That's when reports started reaching us as well. Students were told to leave the school and its environs as soon as possible. In the next hour, it was apparent police were also at Peel Castle. Now, whether this incident is also involved with the first incident, we do not know. There were boats in the bay which were held in the bay. The bridge was kept down for a while. The bridge was then raised and they were allowed in. The word we have from the police is the Isle of Man Constabulary are currently dealing with two incidents in the area of QE2 High School and also Peel Castle. at the Isle of Man Constabulary are advising members of the public to refrain from attending these areas until further notice. In other words, stay away. As far as transport is concerned, cars aren't going past because police cars are across the road. Buses are running on the Facebook for Manx Transport. They say that the main road is closed at St John's Peel. During the closure, all buses will operate. Douglas DePeel from Ballacrane via Main Road, Station Road, Hope, Curragh Road, Ballacrane, Billick Bridge and Portown Road to Peel, etc, etc. Look out, they say to their drivers, and stop for any passengers at stops on the opposite side of the road in the St John's area. An update will follow once the road reopens. The road is closed at the moment. That police tape is still around. There have been reports, and indeed we have seen photographs of what do look like armed police. We cannot confirm that at the moment. What the incident is, we do not know for sure. Why it concerns both Peel Castle and QE2, again, we don't know for sure. One thing the police have asked is for people with drones not to operate them in the area. There have been suggestions, in fact, helpful comments from people saying, would it be helpful if we put our drone in the air to look down in the area? The police said, no, please don't fly drones in the area at the moment.
All right, thank you for that, John Moss.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The Education Minister pursued exactly the right course of action with regards to the review into the way sex education classes have been conducted on the island. That's according to Chief Minister Alfred Cannon, who was asked if the situation could have been handled better.
I don't regret it at all. I think the Minister has pursued exactly the right course of action and has sought to clarify the facts. If the Minister had reacted immediately without full and proper clarification and understanding and had misquoted something or quoted something out of context, that itself would have been a headline and all would have been held against her at a later date. The way that's been handled in terms of producing the actual facts, I appreciate it's taken a while, but nevertheless, it's absolutely vital. It's a very serious matter, and we take it extremely seriously, but we needed facts. It's clearly complicated by the fact that the individual who is effectively at the heart of this happens in their spare time, as I understand it, to be a drag artist. But this was clearly being confused by the fact the specific allegations were that they conducted a lesson in drag. And then obviously needed to get complete clarification around comments that were made specifically about a pupil being thrown out of a lesson for remarks made to the person who was taking the lesson. And again, it was not that clear from all the reports that were coming into the minister exactly what had happened. So it's handled in the right way. The next stage of the investigation and the proper stage, really, in the heart of this whole issue is to understand the age appropriateness and the content of the curriculum, and also how and when parents are properly engaged and have full knowledge of what has been shown and delivered to their children.
Some civil servants on the island feel effectively gagged and afraid of speaking out of line. That's from Kerry Sharp, a member of the island's Legislative Council, who spoke out against government culture during a debate in Tymwald this month. Afterwards, she spoke to Manx Radio about her fears.
I think it's no secret that we have what could be called a negative culture in the civil service. And this has been noted in the past on numerous occasions. And I think part of the problem is that the civil service is always very much viewed as a bit like a rock formation with all these different sort of bands of pay and responsibility. And civil servants are always aware of who's above them and who's below them. And they're very much afraid of speaking out of line. And I have heard officers say, I couldn't possibly comment on that, or that's not my role to comment on that. And I even had one officer say to me very recently, well, I brought up what I thought was a really good point, but because I was, you know, being slightly challenging about that, I was told that there was a black mark put against my name. So people aren't going to speak out, and I think that that's a terrible shame, because if you think about it, government is the largest employer on the island, So the majority then of people who are employed find that they're effectively gagged, you know, and so government is losing out on a lot of really good ideas and contributions.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
A major global player in the construction of offshore renewable energy is opening offices in the former courthouse building in Athol Street in Douglas. Ørsted, which has its roots in Denmark, says moves by the Manx government in passing legislation has prompted the move after initially signing an agreement for a lease 8 years ago. The development director for offshore is John Galloway.
We have in the past few years been carrying out quite a bit of work on surveying the area for lease. We've had some information around the geophysical state. So looking at the seabed conditions, also looking at some of the bird and marine mammal movements within the area as well. It's fair to say that more and more people now acknowledge that there is a real climate emergency going on around the world. And part of what we do at Ørsted and what we've proven can be done is this large-scale deployment of offshore wind. So you're right to say that there's an enormous history in Denmark. We were the first business to build the first offshore wind farm, to put turbines out at sea and give them a try and see how they work. And since then, we've certainly become the global leader.
Offshore has its problems. Problems that onshore doesn't have, for instance, actually getting out there to deal with the things and getting in the way of fishing and transport.
I think there's a place for both. I mean, the reality is that, as I say, we've got a real climate emergency and we've got to take as many steps forward in the green transition as possible. So there's definitely a place for onshore. The Ørsted business has a big portfolio in onshore wind and solar as well. But this focus is very much on the offshore wind opportunity. You know, that was what the Isle of Man government identified in 2014 and awarded us the area in 2015. We've been able to make massive improvements on turbine efficiency, so you can very much get more bang for your buck in terms of what you can get out of the wind power. And I think it's fair to say that we all acknowledge, you know, the Isle of Man is a windy place from time to time. There's a real opportunity to seize that natural resource and to make this project a pioneer for future development of renewables. So Ørsted will not be seeking financial support. Of course, we want political support. We want the political will there in terms of the legislation and the regulations to allow a development like this, but there will be no request for direct investment from the Isle of Man government into this project.
A group has approached the government with plans costing over £200 million to build 50 wind turbines on land near the old mine workings at the Round Table. They're also proposing a hydro generation storage plant above St John's. The chair of the firm, Manx Natural Resources Limited, is Mike Proffitt. John Moss has more details.
Mike Proffitt was chief executive of the MEA when it emerged that tens of millions of pounds that had not been authorised by the Manx Treasury had been taken out by an MEA subsidiary. A government bond of £185 million had already been taken out in 2001 for the construction of the CCGT Bullrose Power Station. Mr. Proffitt resigned but always denied there was anything unlawful about two loans of £50 million and £70 million, saying it had been within the provisions of the Electricity Act. For this wind turbine and hydro scheme, he says no government investment is required.
We would like to be part of the government's policy to decarbonise the network by providing carbon-free electricity through the construction and operation of a wind farm, primarily to deliver baseload electricity, backed up by two pump storage facilities. We would completely replace the base load of the island, meaning that we could stop burning fossil fuels and even importing electricity, except in maybe dire emergencies. As developer, we would put the capital up, we would take all the risk, and we would allow the government to take it over once it's been proven in action.
I don't have to remind you about your relationship with the government through MEA and the unauthorised loans of some years ago. How on earth can you develop a working relationship with the government after that history?
Some people have said that the Isle of Man is a better place now because of what I did 20 years ago.
Except it was very embarrassing for the government at the time to have to reveal it, and there was a big row.
Well, it was, but I, to this day, don't understand why. They knew what I was doing. The record shows that, and the investigation that they did fully exonerated me, although that investigation paper has never been made public.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Absolutely beautiful day, beautiful night also. Manannan in Douglas Harbour, not going out until 8.45 tomorrow morning after Heysham should be there around about 10 past 11 and then coming back at 2.15 and should be back into Douglas Harbour around about 20 to 5. For more information, head to manxradio.com, click onto news, then click on to travel.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The 50th anniversary of the Summerland disaster should be a defining moment for the Isle of Man. That's the view of the Deputy Chief Minister, who has described the tragedy in which 50 people died as a profoundly sad chapter in Manx history. Jane Poole Wilson said commemorations this year will focus on people rather than place.
The world has changed immeasurably in the past 50 years. More than half our current population were not born at the time of the tragedy. Yet events on the night of 2nd of August 1973 continue to resonate in the lives of many, whether they be survivors, relatives, or descendants of those who died or suffered, residents or visitors. Those who carried out vital duties on the night or witnessed the fire also carry painful memories, which in turn have affected their lives and families. The ripples spread wide. Each of us will have a unique human response to the tragedy and to this year's anniversary. I can confirm that our commemoration plans are focused on people, on coming together to pay respects to all who have been affected, and on providing younger generations with a meaningful perspective, creating valuable connections with the past. At the centre of our commemoration will be a national service of remembrance on Sunday, 30th of July, at St George's Church in Douglas. Open to all, this will be an opportunity for the community to pay a respectful tribute to those who died, survived, or responded to the fire. We will invite representatives of the emergency and health services, local authorities, and other organisations with connections to Summerland. Members of the public will be very welcome to attend too. Acts of remembrance bring people from all walks of life together to share memories, to learn about an event and of the loss suffered by others, and to grieve.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
BioNTech warned on Monday that revenues would fall sharply this year as demand for its groundbreaking COVID-19 vaccine wanes. The German biotech, which partnered with Pfizer to produce the vaccine, said revenues from COVID vaccines would be around $5 billion in the current year. That compares to group revenues of $17.3 billion in 2022, the bulk of which are derived from the vaccine.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
The dollar was steady as investors assessed moves made by authorities and regulators to rein in worries over the global banking system. Oil prices rose as Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to place tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, ratcheting up tensions in Europe. Gold price slipped as the rebound in equities dented the metal's safe haven appeal. The market at the close, FTSE 100, was up 0.9% at 7471. The DAX also up 1.14. 15.127. At 5 to 5, the Dow Jones was up 0.5% at 32,422. S&P 500 also up 0.23% at 3,980. And the Nasdaq was down 0.34% at 11,784. Money-wise, the pound will buy you $1.227. It will buy you 1.138 euros. And in commodities, gold finished down 1.07%. At $1,957, and Brent crude oil was up 2.59% at $76.42.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
There are hopes for the adaptation of the Thrive model approach to children and adolescent mental health on the island, but funds and resources are needed to double. That's from the chief executive of the Children's Centre after Manx Care CEO Theresa Cope, who's pushed for the model to be introduced here. Jeff Whitten explains the Thrive model and how he thinks it would benefit the island.
We've got some terrifying statistics around children's mental health at the moment. There's the 400% higher levels of referrals to CAMHS on island in the UK. But that statistic needs to be put into a context, and the context is that we don't have anything else other than CAMHS on island. So if we had other services available and understood that they're available, then we would have a much lower referral rate. So our problem at the moment is that almost every issue a child faces is then being referred to CAMHS, and that's not necessarily the right strategy. So Thrive, or a model like Thrive, is about addressing it earlier. So it's earlier intervention. It's picking kids up when they are on the way towards struggles rather than genuinely struggling and unable to, you know, live a full, rich life. So we as a charity, we within the third sector, it's not just the Children's Centre, it's other children's charities that we work collaboratively, like Isle Listen or Isle of Play or St Christopher's or all these other wonderful organisations, Crossroads. We're really excited because this gets to the heart of the problem, that we should be collaboratively looking at the problem collectively. I saw some comments on Facebook yesterday about CAMHS waiting lists and, you know, parents saying, have you tried the education psychology team through schools? And it is, schools are part of this journey as well. The plea and the GPs and all these other organisations are part of the picture to try and solve the issue for children and families who are struggling. It's too easy to say it, but genuinely people are really struggling in these times. We've had a couple of really hard years, you know, and issues like food poverty is something that's happening on island in front of us, and it's affecting kids directly, and we can and should be able to solve it. I think we have the resources available. We just need to bring it all together, support it. I hate to do the resources thing, but support it properly with resources available, and we could get through this together and make a really brilliant island for all of us to live.
Manx Radio Sport.
Rhianne Evans has the sports for you tonight. Fastamaya, Rhianne.
Fastamaya, a very good evening to you. Starting in athletics, Manx athletes have certainly done themselves proud at the weekend. They have dominated in this year's Liverpool Half Marathon. More than 5,000 people took part in the event, the largest number of competitors in the event's history. A number of Manx runners were in the mix, two of which ended up finishing in the top five. Corin Leeming came in second by a mere 27 seconds, finishing in a time of 1 hour 7 seconds. And Will Draper wasn't too far behind. He came in fourth in a time of 1 hour 9 seconds. They weren't the only ones representing the Isle of Man, though. Manx fell runners Rebecca Kelly and Terry Salmon both finished in the top half of the 5,100 strong pack. Elsewhere, and the Manx Short Mat Bowls Association has returned after a successful showdown at the World Short Mat Bowls Championships. Hosted by Scotland in Aberdeen last week, the competition saw the Isle of Man compete alongside and against Germany, Belgium, England, Italy, Norway, India, Canada, the Netherlands, Sweden, Wales, Ireland and Scotland. 13 players made up the Manx side, plus a reserve, and the Isle of Man came away with a whopping 12 wins and one draw, with half of the Manx squad only taking up the sport this season. Plans are now underway to send a team to compete in Belfast in March of next year. And Ballasalla-based sidecar racer Harry Payne claimed two race victories in the opening round of the French Championships in Le Mans at the weekend. Making his first competitive appearance for the resurrected Steinhausen racing team, Harry, along with new French passenger Kevin Rousseau, took pole position and two convincing race wins in full wet conditions. The team are now preparing for their World Championship debut together at the German GP in just 7 weeks' time.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Just checking in at the airport. There is a couple of delays. That's on the Liverpool flight, which is delayed about half an hour, and also half an hour for the London Gatwick flight. The LM693 is showing is on time at the moment. Roadworks in all of the usual places, just on the roads. There is that ongoing incident in Peel, so avoid QE2 and also the Peel Castle area if you do need to be out and about. The buses are still running, but they are avoiding that area also. If you want any more information, go to manxradio.com, click onto news, click onto travel.
H&H Motorcycles.im for all your motorcycle requirements. South Gear Industrial Estate, opposite Quayside Tyres. Call 665646. Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
Almost 40 people sought help from the drop-in centre in February, which aims to support those who are homeless or in need on the Isle of Man. Grain Ministry served 236 meals over 27 days last month from the Alpha Centre, which is run through Broadway Baptist Church. Andy Feather is the homeless ministry team leader.
We seek to serve and help people by offering a meal, whether it's a breakfast, lunch and a pudding. For those who are lonely, it's a place for them to come and and speak to people, to have time with others. For those who have health needs or housing needs, this is a place where they can come talk to us and we can refer on or support them in various ways that will help meet the needs that they have. There's various issues. There's some with mental health issues, some with housing needs, others with on low income who are needing our services, a nutritious meal, or referring to places like the food bank or adult services or other services. We work closely with Housing Matters as well, so we have people come in and we pass them on and kind of signpost them to people who can help them in further ways than we can. There's no government help. It's basically through the church and through anybody who offers donations.
And as well as offering the nutritious meal and the food side of it, you do offer other people that come here other services too. Something as simple as being able to have a shower.
There's a shower that we can offer, and there's food if anybody's in need of an emergency bit of food there, or we can refer to the food bank. We also have a storage facility for those who've been made homeless and needing somewhere quickly to put their things. We can do that if we've got the space at the time.
That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Rhiannon Evans. After the news at 6, Agenda with Phil Gorm. Whatever you're doing tonight, keep well, stay safe.
Mom, Dad, there's no hot water again.
Having trouble with hot water and heating? Energy prices are rocketing, and there's never been a more important time to make sure your heating system is in tip-top condition. Home Warm by Energy Management Systems is the simple way to spread the cost for essential maintenance, starting from just $7.99 per month. For peace of mind and money-saving advice, call EMS on 613 210 or find us on Facebook. Home Warm by EMS. Become our priority.
When couples decide to part, there's a lot to deal with. There's the matter of the children, the matter of your property, the matter of pensions. You need to consider the matter of existing wills, and perhaps the matter of a business. And because you matter, Mann Benham Advocates are here for you when it comes to divorce and family matters. For help and advice and a free initial consultation, call Mann Benham on 639 350.
Mann Benham, here for you.
These days, time is a precious commodity. It's difficult to balance work, life and play, but enjoying quality rest and relaxation is essential for our overall well-being. We need downtime, time for ourselves, time for stressless. At Millichaps of Ramsey, most stressless recliners come in multiple sizes, so you're sure to find the perfect fit. Relax your body, free your mind and discover the ultimate in comfort in the stressless studio at Millichaps.
Take control of buying tyres and arranging vehicle servicing when you visit tyres.im, where you can check out the wide price range, order your tyres online and book into Quayside Tyres for a fixed price or full warranty service. It's easy to book your slot at a time to suit from the comfort of your laptop or phone. And you can even spread the cost over 4 months interest-free. Find a wide range of services and book online now at tyres.im.
Southkey Douglas, don't delay, have safer tyres today. Quayside!
Above deck or below, Harbour Marine Services has all your boating needs in one place. From engine sales and servicing to charts, books, dinghies and trailers, electronics, navigation, ropes, rigging and safety. Over 2,000 square feet of stock to help you stay safe on the water. Call 822-995 or find us on Facebook. For all your chandlery supplies, set your course to Harbour Marine Services, next to Castle Down Harbour.
On Easter Sunday and Easter Monday, bring the family to the Groundle Glen Railway Easter Bunny trains, running from 10 a.m.
a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Catch the train from Lencoen Station deep in Sagraudel Glen to see the Easter Bunny at the Sea Lion Rocks Tea Rooms, who has free Easter eggs for the children and free tea, coffee and orange juice. Plus, enter our free Easter egg hunt to win a £200 voucher from ShopRite. Tickets must be purchased in advance at ggr.org.uk. Supported by your nation station, Manx Radio.
Harry Ramsden's world-famous fish and chips can now be enjoyed at home. Pie and mushy peas or sausages and curry sauce. Exclusive frozen brands at ShopRite Douglas.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.